Boys in the Morning with Jeremy, Steve, and Josh on Mix 100.
Your Boys in the Morning, Jeremy, Steve, and Josh. We got another edition of Fast Five coming at you at 7:30.
And by the way, that's a chance for you to win, like, money and stuff.
Oh!
Your share of $10,000!
I like it when you say it like that.
Money
and
stuff?
Very fantastic.
Thank you.
Money and stuff? No, no, the $10,000!
$10,000!
Oh, goosebumps, buddy. You gave me goosebumps.
It's all about inflection.
It's really nice. It's really good. So, last night, what went on? We cracked open a little bottle of wine last night.
Ooh.
A little Tuesday night bottle that Nick Nat got for me, so that was kind of nice.
Love it.
And I made spaghetti last night. Spaghetti, as some kids say it. And it was funny because we were standing in the kitchen and I was, you know, starting to prepare it and everything. And Nick Nat came walking in and I was like, I don't know about you, but I'm really excited for dinner tonight. And she goes, oh my God, I've been thinking about spaghetti all day.
I want a relationship like that.
I know. Like, hashtag married life, right? Oh, like, this was the highlight of our day yesterday.
That is awesome.
I don't know. Have you guys ever been in that position where you're like, in the morning, you're like, I know we're having spaghetti tonight.
So, yes. Can I say a little short story? It was the other day where, you know, this is kind of my first chance at being like an on-air host with you boys.
Yeah.
And so my family did a little celebratory dinner the other day, and my mom told me what she was cooking for me. And so I went over to the family's house. My mom made like a special steak dinner for me, everything like that. And I was thinking about that all day long, man. I was so excited for it. So I'm the exact same way.
That was like a $3,000 dinner.
It was like $2,500.
This is why we call him Rich Homie Josh, is because his family is loaded.
You get That's not where I was going.
You get an 86-ounce steak. Congratulations, son. We love you.
It's just the price of steaks is so high.
I don't even look at the steaks when I'm in the grocery store.
I really don't. I don't.
Just keep walking.
But I know what you guys are saying because, yes, well, being that it was National Taco Day yesterday, and it was also Taco Tuesday, so it was kind of, so, of course, we had tacos. And
attaboy.
Tacos. And it was good. No, it was, and I was excited. Once we made the decision we were doing tacos, I was super excited the rest of the day.
Yeah,
do
it's
a hard
funny.
Or soft shell?
Yeah.
Hard shell.
Okay.
All right.
Good. I like the crunch. Yeah.
Okay.
Attaboy.
I get that.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Although, I have to throw a caveat. My wife is gluten intolerant, so we have to get the gluten-free shells, which...
That's okay. Those are bad.
Yeah, a little chewy.
They're not bad. I mean, they're all right. They just don't quite taste the same. Yeah.
I would leave her immediately. So from the spaghetti talk last night, we were standing there and I was looking at the refrigerator and she was rearranging some stuff on there and she was moving some of the magnets around. And I was like, oh my God, I have to tell you what Josh does. And I told her, buddy, that you make people pick up magnets for you when they go on vacation. And then I started going off about how stupid that is.
Okay, so yeah, it's a stupid little thing. You're right. I don't make them. That's a harsh word. But I ask
Highly
them.
Highly encourage?
So, yeah, this happened a long time ago. Our buddy on the sports station, Mark Mosier, was actually going. He goes all around the world during his little off season summer.
He does.
So as a joke, I was just like, hey, man, like wherever you're going, just pick me up, you know, pick me up a magnet from wherever. Because a magnet. You know, it's a dollar from anywhere, any airport security, you know, around the world. So I was like, hey, man, just pick me up a magnet. Well, this guy went to the nth degree and he started picking up magnets from wherever he was, like every country he was at. And the same thing happened with Scott Hastings on the sports side as well. And then it just became a thing where I was like, you know what? Wherever my friends go, I just throw out there, hey, get me a magnet. And ten times they actually
hey guys, get me
do.
A magnet?
And now I have a pretty dang good collection.
So
I'm looking at it.
What are you doing with them? Do you have them stuck somewhere?
I just put them on my fridge. So I have a pretty dang good collection from all over the world. I have New York. I have Great Britain.
Stupid.
I have Bali.
So
I have
stupid.
Portugal. I have Tortuga, Iceland.
Stupid.
I got it
it's
from the Coliseum.
Stupid.
It's funny.
It's stupid because you've never been to any of these places.
That
like,
doesn't
you're
matter,
displaying
though.
Them like you've been there.
Oh, well, not
okay.
in my mind.
All right, I see what you're
saying.
You
see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Not like, in my mind at all.
That's something that you do when you travel places. It's like the shot 100%. Glass people who, wherever
that's
they go.
That's my sister, yeah.
Yeah, you get a shot glass and you put it up on the fridge and everything. That shows that you've been to that location. So this doesn't mean anything.
No.
This is just.
This is all fake.
In my mind, though, it's not. It's cool places that my friends and family have been to. So I get, okay, I've never even thought of it
so
that
I
way.
Wouldn't like that, because then every time I look at the magnets, I'm like,
it's a reminder of what you haven't done.
My life is so lame, I haven't been anywhere.
Well, I've been places, but I don't need magnets to remember those places.
Sure you have, buddy.
A really good friend of mine just went to Spain for business.
Bring me a magnet.
And he called me from there, and he was like, hey, buddy, I'm going to get you something. What do you want? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. And he's like, they don't have a lot as far as tchotchke. I'm going to get you some olive oil and have that shipped. And
olive
I'm like,
oil?
Are you kidding me? You're going to ship me olive oil from Spain?
Who are you, P. Diddy?
Oh, my God.
He is wealthy. Let's put it that way.
All right. Well, it'll be some high-end olive
oil,
I
guess. So if someone ever offers to do something for you from a different country, that's why if I've said just get me a magnet, it's a dollar from anywhere. It doesn't matter.
So does that mean I can't use the olive oil when I get it, Junior? Because I haven't been to Spain to use the Spanish olive oil.
See? Correct. Dump it down the sink immediately.